Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning. This morning we're joined by Father Antonio Gutierrez, and he is with the Order of the Franciscans of Mary. Welcome, Father.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. For letting me share my testimony to others and to talk a little bit of my vocation and the Franciscans of Mary. Thank you.
Well, we're coming up on the first year anniversary of your arriving in Coatesville. Now, normally this was staffed by diocesan priests. This is a special order. Tell us a little bit about the order.
Well, the order was founded by Father Santiago Martin in Madrid in 1988. And our mission is to share and to spread out the spirituality of gratitude. We want to teach the Catholic people how to have a relationship with God based on gratitude. We are living in a society in which many people, or almost all people, talks about their rights, human rights. But only a few of them talk about their duties. So what we want to do is to remember, to remind those people that God has rights and that we have duties to work on, that God has the right to be loved by His creatures and His sons, and that we have a duty of love to work on. This is the base of our spirituality, and we want to do this as the Blessed Mother did. She is our model, and we want to imitate her in all she did, so we can love her son as she did. And also our model is Saint Francis of Assisi. He one day, in a vision given by the Lord, he saw the church very crowded, but at the same time those people were burning in fire, and the Lord gave him the opportunity to hear the prayers of those people, and he realized that those people were only asking, and no one was giving thanks to God. And when he came out from the vision, he cried, and his brothers asked him, "Saint Francis, why are you crying?" And he told them, "The love is not loved." So we want to say this same thing. We want to say the love is not loved. It's not loved by you, who is his son. He's not loved. And in this society, man is the center and God is not the center. So I want to remind this. We received the pontifical approval from Benedict XVI on 2007, and we have just received the approval from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. So we are very glad to be here and to share our spirituality to every people.
Were you invited here then by Archbishop Chaput? How did that happen?
Well, the Monsignor Chaput, met Father Santiago and offered him this parish. So, because we believe that God is behind everything, well, we saw the opportunity to enter into the United States through this offered from the Archbishop.
So, are you a native of Spain?
No, I'm from Venezuela. Okay. I studied in Spain. So,
you've been here a year. Is most of the parish Hispanic speaking, and how do you feel like you have made an impact since you've been here? What have you noticed most about the Coatesville St. Joseph Parish that's been interesting to you?
Well, it's a new reality for me. I come from Guatemala. I was working there. I was serving there as a parochial vicar. And when Father Santiago sent me, my superior sent me here, I just came to a new reality, and a good reality for me, because that's what God wants for me. And it has been very, very pleasure to serve these people and to learn new things, more English, yes. to improve more my English, to know more this culture, and to learn about the good things this culture has. It has many good things. Yes, it has been a good experience for me as a priest, and I have enjoyed a lot during this time. Yes. I'm the parochial vicar here. The pastor is Father Eder, and well, we as a religious community, well, we work together in this parish.
Do you see your community joining other parishes in the area, or do you think this will be the farthest expansion you'll go?
Well, we're a baby association, so we don't have many priests. So, but we hope this we can reach to other parishes and to be present in other places here in the United States.
Describe for our listeners the parish.
Well, we have here a mix of cultures, several communities. We can divide it in two communities, the American community and the Hispanic community. But in the American community, we have Polish people, Slavic people, and in the Hispanic community, we have Ecuadorians, Mexican people. So we have like a mix of cultures here, and we are working with both of them.
That's very interesting. Okay, now we want to talk a little bit about your life and how you decided to accept the call and how you discerned that this order was the one that you wanted to serve in rather than traditional diocesan priesthood.
Yes, when I was like 14 years old, I felt the calling of Jesus. I experienced his love, and that transformed me. I wanted to share this experience with others. And the experience of happiness, of peace that I had, that experience I wanted to share with others. And I was looking, this congregation, this other, and when I found the Franciscans of Mary, I realized that this was my place, because the desire they have, that was also my desire, to make the love be loved, to tell others Jesus loves you, Jesus exists, and he can give you a meaning to your life. And your answer to that love has to be gratitude, because he deserves that gratitude from you.
Can you talk a little bit about your growing up? Were you always in church? Was this something that was unusual for you to have this revelation, sort of the presence of God?
Well, my family was a religious family. My grandfather was very, very religious, but I didn't grow up in. Well, let me.
That's you true. Can. Yeah, I will. Of course. Sorry.
Okay. Well, my grandfather was the one who transmitted me the faith. So when I was like 12 years old, I like kind of participate more in the church. And I think that was the way Jesus chose to reach me. When I was like 19, I went to Spain to study, and I was there for 5 years, and with the Franciscans of Mary. Mm-hmm. And then I was ordained that year, and on June 17th. On June 17th, so I just have 1 year of ordained of being ordained. So I'm 25.
Young.
I'm very young. Yes. Yes, and that's a gift given by the Lord for me.
Do you see a lot of vocations in this area, or do you think it's different in terms of culture, the cultural blocks in America because it's there's so much distraction, or how do you see that?
When I came here, the need that I find out was that there is a great spiritual need, a great spirituality need, and but even though this reality, I think we can find some vocations. I have hope on this. I'm just beginning a new youth group here in the parish, so I hope that from this group, new vocations will arise.
Yes. Talk about the spiritual needs. Do you see that people are kind of just not living their faith, or the culture is pushing up against them, or it's harder for them to live the faith in a culture that says, you know, pretty much go after materialistic things instead of God? What do you see there?
I think that they need a lot of guidance in their spiritual life, guidance in their relationship with God. Maybe they don't know how to address to Him, or to live something concrete in their lives. I see that many of American people only go to Mass on Sundays, and that's it. Their spiritual life is like poor in that way. Mm-hmm. And not only in American people, also in Hispanic people, I have seen that in them. But I think they need spiritual guidance, like spiritual talks or retreats. Maybe they need someone to tell them how to pray, how to have a relationship with God and with others. And we offer the gratitude as a way. I think that the main issue is secularism. Secularism is separating these people from God. To live as God doesn't exist. This is the proposal of secularism. And with our spirituality, we can help these people to come again to the church. Look how much God loves you. Come and give thanks. He deserves your thanksgiving. Come and give love, because you have received love.
Do you have a set of prayers that you have that you give people in terms of this focus on gratitude? It seems like it's something that we don't even think about. You know, you're right. We're sort of the slot machine God. You say enough prayers, hopefully you get something back. This idea of gratitude, a duty to worship, is there some place that people can go to find that?
Yes. First of all, before I answer your question, gratitude, it's a motivation. I can go to church because I'm afraid of God. I don't want to go to hell. Mm-hmm. That's a valid motivation. Mm-hmm. But I think it doesn't fill our hearts of love.
Right.
We're afraid. I repeat, this is a valid motivation. We can go to church because we are needy. We need things. That's another valid motivation. But it is, in some way, it's selfish. And what happens when you have everything in your life? For what I'm going to church? I have everything. I don't have to ask nothing to God. So gratitude, like, complements these two motivations and give them, like, purify Catholics' motivations to go to church. I go to church because I have to give thanks to God for all I have. Even if I lost something from my life, even if I don't have my job, even if I don't have the health I wish to have, because I had them. God, I don't have them now, but I had them. Mm-hmm. Thank you because I had a good job, help me to find another one. Mm-hmm. So gratitude is like that modern that impels you to love God and to come to worship. So the question was?
Yeah, do you find is there prayers to help you?
Yes, okay. So we have a method to teach others how to pray to God from this perspective, gratitude. We have a method. It has 7 points. It begins saying, Jesus, I trust in you. And this is the first thing we have to tell him. I trust in you. I can go on with all these points, but well, I'm gonna do it shorter. Okay. Then Jesus, I love you. God is a person that has a heart, and therefore has feelings. Tell him, I love you. I love you. I give you my love. Then you have to tell him, I adore you. Jesus, I adore you. He's your God. So you have to worship him, respect him, praise him. He's God. And he has to be on the first place of your heart. Jesus, I adore you. Then, Jesus, I give you thanks. This is the central point of the prayer. I give you thanks for many things, for you, first of all, for Mary, for the saints, for their examples, for the church, for her intercession before God's presence. Thank you for the Eucharist, for the sacrament of reconciliation. Thank you for the prayers of my priest, for the accompany of my priest, for the accompany of my community. Thank you for my family, for my friends, for the care I've received from my parents. Thank you for my job. Thank you for because I have the opportunity to do good to other people. Thank you. So as you can see, there are many mm-hmm. motivations, many motives to give thanks to God.
Sure.
And this thanksgiving fills your heart of love, because you feel loved by God. Mm-hmm. So the more you give thanks, the more love you will have to overcome, because you realize that God has loved you in your daily life.
Right.
There are so many things in which you can see the hand of God mm-hmm. during your daily life. Yesterday I was praying to the Lord at the night, and I told him, thank you, because I could do many things good for you. Thank you. Thank you. And well, then we have to tell him, forgive me. Jesus, I ask for your forgiveness, because I have done bad things, because I haven't done good things also, and because of my impatience or whatever. Okay? I ask for forgiveness. And then I ask for your help. Normally, when we pray, we start saying, give me this, I need this, please, I'm needy. But in this prayer, we see an order in this prayer. Mm-hmm. And we start to ask him to God in one place. And this is, I think, the sixth place on this prayer. I ask for what? For my sanctification first. Mm-hmm. Help me to love you more and more. Help my family to love you more. Help my son to be holy. Help me to be patient. And then we ask for material things. Hmm. I need this, I need that. Jesus encouraged us to ask for material things. In the Our Father, we can see that. Give us our daily bread. Then we say another thing. I offer myself to you. You have done a lot of things for me. I have to do something for you. I offer myself. Here are my hands. I am here to serve you. What I can do for you? Count on me. Count on me. And we say all this as Mary. We finish the prayer saying, and I offer myself to you like Mary, like your mother.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So we can see how the Blessed Mother teaches us how to love her son, because she was his mother. Mm-hmm. And no one can love her son as a mother does. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing is, if you're asking for things, material things, you're also putting it in the perspective of how much you've been given. So it sort of frames it in the right perspective.
Yes, yes.
You're more aware of what you have been given and what you owe.
And you feel blessed. Mm-hmm. You feel blessed. You stop looking at the bad things that occur in your life, mm-hmm. and start looking at the good things that you have.
Well, I can't help thinking about the gospel, the first readings we're going through with Abraham this week, and how he, at every step of the way, he's walking with God, and when God shows him something, he stops and builds an altar. So that's very close to what you're talking about, this attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
So the altar would symbolize his thanksgiving to God,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yes. And it's part of our answer to God, to God's favors, to give him thanks. But notice that I think it is not natural in human beings
right.
to give thanks.
Right.
What is natural is to ask, and sometimes to...
Demand?
Demand, yeah. Sometimes, yes.
Yes.
Instead of asking a favor, we demand, because we have this overemphasizing of the concept of rights. Everything mm-hmm. is rights.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything is a right, mm-hmm. then I have to demand my rights.
Right.
I don't ask any favor, I ask rights.
Mm.
I demand my rights.
Very, very beautiful. Beautiful spirituality. And I just want to ask, as we're getting to Coatesville here, is this something that you've been implementing as you've been going through this year and hope to roll it out even more next year?
Yes. For example, from our spirituality, we have two schools of gratitudes here in the parish.
Okay.
Some parishioners are getting more involved, and that's what we want from the parishioners. For they not only to come to Mass on Sundays, there are other activities, there are other things from they can nourish
mm-hmm.
Their faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have the School of Gratitudes. We're like little by little, step by step, implementing some new things here in the church. So this church can be revitalized. The needs we see here is that people need to be nourished in their faith. To be nourished in their faith means to know more their faith so they can have a better relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, in the catechism, we're going to try to implement like the purposes per week, you know, like
mm-hmm.
that the kids, the children can put into practice their faith, and then they can share how they put into practice this faith during
that sweet.
Week. So that's like a spiritual direction.
Mm-hmm.
I have a need, I have to improve in this, or I have this weakness. What's your advice? Well, during this week, you're going to pray a little bit more. So you put into practice that purpose, and then you share it with others. So you are not only nourishing your faith through concepts,
mm-hmm.
but you are living your faith. And from the perspective of gratitude, I do this because I have a duty of love toward God. This is my way I give thanks to God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think that's important for young people to have a relationship with a spiritual director, because I think it's either, for some people, it's just the sacrament. So they go in and they're used to confession, and then it's very, very limited amount of time they're spending with somebody. They're not really probing the depths of their spiritual life.
Yes, and this is why we have the School of Gratitude, so
yeah.
we can continue to their faith and to their spirituality. And I have seen how people have been changed from this spirituality, gratitude. How can gratitude have transformed them? In the School of Gratitude, it's amazing how people then, you can see a smile in their face, a peace in their face, like hope, you
mm-hmm.
know, and how can they grow, how they grow up in their faith and in their relationship with God.
Well, Father, as we close, can you give our listeners a blessing and do it as English as well as in your other native language?
Oh, of course, yes. So I'm going to repeat the prayer method.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a moment of silence so that people can repeat what I said. Jesus, I trust in you. I know you are behind all my circumstances. I put all my life in your hands. I trust in you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I adore you. I want you to be in the first place of my heart. Jesus, I give you thanks for your mercy, for your love, for your grace, for your help. Jesus, I ask for your forgiveness. Jesus, I ask for help. Help me to love you more and more, and to love my neighbors as you did with us. Jesus, I ask, I offer myself, count on me, I offer my life, and I say all this like Mary, your mother. Amen. Now I'm going to say it in Spanish. Jesús, me fío de ti. Sé que estás detrás de cada circunstancia de mi vida. Pongo todo en tus manos. Jesús, te quiero. Te doy mi corazón, mi cariño. Jesús, te adoro. Tú eres mi Dios y Señor. Por eso te alabo, te bendigo. Y quiero que seas el primero en mis intereses. El primero. Jesús, te doy gracias por tu amor, por tu misericordia, por tu ayuda. Jesús, te pido perdón. Jesús, te pido ayuda. Ayúdame a amarte cada día más y amar a los demás como tú lo hiciste con nosotros. Jesús, me ofrezco a ti. Cuenta conmigo. Aquí estoy para hacer tu voluntad. Y todo esto te lo digo como María, tu madre. Amén.
And can you give us a blessing?
Yes. May the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father.
You're very welcome.